Welcome to the Awakened Collective, where we explore the topics of love, spiritual consciousness, and our divine purpose on this planet. Join us as we uncover the truth that our thoughts shape our reality. Welcome to the Awakened Collective. I am Rick Gregory, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening. And a special thank you to Audio Alchemy Productions and Daniel Anderson for allowing us to get our messages out. Thank you, Danny. And as always, I want to remind you that you are the divine extension of your Creator's love on this planet. You have never been separated from your Creator, not for a nanosecond, and we have never, ever been separated from one another. Again, I have a very special guest tonight, and I'm really excited to introduce this guest. But I wanted to start with reading something from one of her several books that she's written. And she has a new book that just came out. And this is a book called It's Time to Believe in Yourself. And it's 365 days of readings and writings. And today, if we follow the calendar, is day 96. And this is what our guest has written. Change your words today. Change your mindset today. Change your thoughts today. When speaking with criticism to others or yourself, you set a negative tone in your energy and vibration and get more of that back on your path. Start speaking with love, compassion, and appreciation to yourself and others. Say positive, encouraging, supportive, and loving words to everyone, including yourself. When you change your words, you change your path, your energy, and vibration. You change your life. And I could not agree with her more on that. Our special guest this evening is author, life coach, Tammy O'Brien. I can call her my friend now. We are a fellow traveler on a profound spiritual journey, as are many of you. Her awakening has led her down a path of self-discovery, transformation. Her story, which I have had the honor and privilege of hearing some of, is a testament to the power of God within all of us, by whatever name you choose to call God, to bring about a spiritual awakening. And as a life coach, I know that her insights and her wisdom are invaluable to anyone seeking inspiration and guidance along their own journey of transformation. So I am thrilled to have her join us this evening and to share her story. Welcome, Tammy.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show. I love it. It's the first time I've ever been live on anything.
It's so good to have you here. I enjoyed talking with you a few weeks ago. I think we talked for over an hour. It just went by like that. You know, it was amazing how on the same path we are, and many, many are. And it's so exciting. So I mentioned to you earlier that kind of in the rooms of recovery, which I am a part of, that started my whole spiritual journey of waking up, we often ask folks to share, you know, what it was like for them, what happened, and what it's like now. And I was thinking the same along our spiritual journey. So how did you get to where you are today in your spiritual awareness and how you see life and the world today? And how did that all start? And just tell us about Tammy.
Okay. Well, it was definitely not an easy path. I didn't choose a easy life for me to come into, that's for sure. Started off, you know, we have to have these challenges in our life to evolve us forward into a path of healing and a path of knowing who we are. My spiritual journey kind of happened when I was in a narcissistic relationship. Back in 2015 to 2020, I met my karmic relationship. And at the time, I didn't realize it, right? So I didn't even know what narcissism was. But I had, prior to that, two marriages, toxic relationships, good, healthy. There was some good parts about everything. I have two children and grandchildren now out of my marriages and my relationships, but there was the challenges in those as well. And all along the way, it was moving forward into each path that I was drawn to. My first marriage, I had my children, and I was young when I got married. I had my kids young. Then that marriage ended as someone else came into my life and pulled me into another relationship and into another marriage, which he helped me raise my children and gave me all these experiences on that path as well. I was with him for 13 years and again, felt very pulled to him, but we're always sparked to walk our path, right? So when change comes, we have to change. And then the next relationship came along and I ended that marriage. And then I started another one, which was this narcissistic relationship that I started. But I never healed from anything on my way. I never looked at myself. I hurt so many people along my way, and I was hurt on my way. It was just one relationship after another. And each relationship I left everything behind. I didn't take anything with me. It was like I'm shedding that relationship and I'm moving on to this one, and I started another life. And then the next relationship, I left everything behind. I didn't take anything with me, and I started another life. Same with this last relationship of 5 years that I was in. It was narcissistic, and I didn't know what the word narcissism was. You hear that word, people say it, but really, do they know what it means? Until they're actually in a relationship with a narcissist, you don't know what it means. You never feel like you can make that person happy. And I feel like I was trying to make that person happy. I was trying to fit into his life so that he would love me more and that I would get more love from him if I changed myself, if I did something differently in my life. I was always trying to fit into his life instead of fitting into my own life and my own path. And I started my spiritual awakening, as I look back, started back in that relationship, because that's when I started being creative. My art, I'm an artist, and I started painting, and I started pouring my love into that artwork and pouring myself into that. And it was kind of healing me, and it was helping me see who I am as an artist. But the relationship got worse and worse as it went on, the fights and the arguments. And I lost myself in that relationship, like totally didn't know who I was anymore. And I was being so hurt that you didn't know what to do. You kind of lost faith in life. You lost faith in your life. And then near the end, in December of 2020 or 2019, I couldn't take it anymore. And my anxiety was just ramping up, and it was just getting worse and worse. And the universe, now I know the universe is telling me, you have to get out of here. You have to leave this person. And January of 07 or January 7th of 2020, it was kind of like, I have to get out of here. I can't do it anymore. And as soon as I said that, and I also prayed to God, I said, I need help and I need to get out of here. Help me move forward. I remember saying those words. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm lost. And I told him, I said, I'm done. I'm getting out. And as soon as I said that, and I looked online for an apartment because I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't even know if I could afford my life. I was so afraid. And I'd never been on my own before in my life, ever, in my whole life. And I had to look at myself. I'm like, okay, I need to choose me. I can't choose him anymore. He's not doing anything to help me or himself. And as soon as I said it, I'm leaving, this apartment that I'm living in right now showed up. Everything was in it. I didn't have to take anything with me. I could just leave. And it was ready the same day. Yeah. The same day. I didn't even have to bring toilet paper. Honestly, there was everything here. And the woman who was renting the place, it was winter, so I didn't know snow was everywhere. But when everything melted, there was Buddhas all lined up the driveway.
Wow.
And wind chimes and everything. It was just like a spiritual sanctuary for me to start my healing journey. And my mom helped me out. She gave me the money to move in here. And she says, as long as you're not going back to that man, I will give you the money. And I said, I'm never going back. I can't.
Yay, mom.
It's me now. Otherwise, someone's going to die. And I knew that. I'm like, I felt like I was going to either be killed or killed. Not that many people in my life know that, but it was getting physical. Mm-hmm. And it was scary.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I left and moved in here, and it was just like, I'm afraid. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, what the future brings, but I'm safe here and I know I can be safe. So as soon as you start have the intentions of changing your life, you start attracting those things that you need in order to help you. So the spiritual mentor started showing up on my Facebook newsfeed. I don't even know how I found them. They just found me. And I connected with an old friend. She was going through the same kind of things, narcissistic relationship, trying to better her life. And she needed a friend. So I contacted her. We kind of hung out for a couple months and we're having a good time. But I really wasn't looking at myself at that point in time. But then March, COVID came, 2020. And I'm like, oh my God, now I have to, what am I going to do? Yeah. I have to basically look at myself and do some inner work, even though I didn't know that. But when those mentors started showing up, I knew I had to start healing. And they were telling me things that in these videos, the one lady, I don't know if you know who she is. Her name is, what's her name? Dr. Shefali, sorry, I have her book.
Yes.
Dr. Shefali, she went live every day for like 40 days during COVID. And she changed my life. She started my journey. And she helped us through the COVID and helped us know why it's happening and what we have to do in order to not be afraid, take our power back, you know, right? And love ourselves and heal. And so she really was the start of my journey. And she really helped me see a lot of who I was inside. And then Abraham Hicks came to me. I don't know, she's a pretty famous person, but I followed her very deeply and intensely for about a year and a half. And I learned what the law of attraction was, and I learned how to use it. And I learned, she would be asked a question at people from the hot seat, and I'd be giving the answers back because I knew what she would say almost. Mm-hmm. That's how much I was absorbing this energy, right? Listening to her every day. And then there was Jesus. He started coming into my life as well. I started walking every day, and that was the best thing I could do to get outside of nature and start walking every day. And when I did, I started receiving messages. I started feeling better. I started, my mind, body, and soul started becoming in alignment, and I started to feel so good. And then Jesus started talking to me. I felt like, follow me, I'm the way. And when I was walking, I was like, what does this mean? I don't understand. And this was 6 months into my awakening, and I'm just like, what does follow me mean? Who is this? And then finally Jesus' message came through my Facebook again, and it's follow me. And I'm like, that's who it is. And once I acknowledged it, then I started receiving more messages and started receiving more insights and stuff like that. And more stuff started coming to me. And it was like, wow, this is so beautiful. But I was just like, at 6 months in, I was like feeling on top of the world. And I said, I want everyone to feel like this. I need to tell everybody. I need to show everybody. Like, I feel wonderful, and everybody in the world needs to feel this way.
I can totally relate to that. And,
yeah.
And the feeling of, you know, how can I make that happen? And it's like, no one could make it happen for me.
Nope.
You know, it had to, it had to evolve. And like you, some of the things you said, when it made me think of the phrase, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Exactly. And it was, you know, 2019 for me as well, when I realized that I was going to die. Glenn and I were going to die continuing to drink. And, mm-hmm. you know, that brought us into the rooms of recovery, and which took a little while to even be able to function for, you know, months, I think, before I even started feeling somewhat normal again. And like you said, then COVID hit, and that's when I started walking. You know, it's like, it just, there's too many yeah. similarities. And my son handed me a book, you know, and it's the intention. I had the intention of being done with the way I was living and wanting a change. And it's the universe shows up when that intention arises, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The universe does, like, it matches your vibration and your intentions and your focus, right? So we manifest what we want by our focus and intentions, and we bring it in with our vibration. So when you have that intention to change your life, the universe is like excited for you. Your guides, everybody is like, whoa, she's waking up. Let's help her. That she wants yes. help. Let's bring all the tools in that she needs and let yep. her resonate with what she wants. So yeah, it's, and then it becomes quite addicting as well. Once you start healing and you love the feeling that you're having, it's like a high, and you're like, please send me more, because I'm appreciating my life. I'm loving my life. Yep. I love the people around me and I'm loving what I'm doing. I'm creating artwork at this time. I'm walking. It's COVID time for me, but it was just like, that was honestly the best time of my life. I know a lot of people say it was the worst time, but truly, if you did the inner work and you started looking at yourself and seeing who you were and why you're here, you changed your life yes. during that time. Yeah. COVID was so beneficial for me, and probably for a lot of people, but some people looked at it in the negative way, and they still are. But it changed a lot of people's life, and that's what its purpose was for. And I worked in a nursing home, so I look after old people. So I'm always giving and giving and giving to them as well. So it was like, I was still working during COVID, but I still had the time to, I made time for myself, and I was productive. I was creative. Once I knew Abraham Hicks's messages and stuff like that, I started being, and I said, I wanted to tell the world about this. I wanted everyone to feel this way. One day in the shower, I was inspired. It was, I can't remember when, but probably October of 2021. I was inspired in the shower to, you need to make a group. I'm like, okay, I can make a group. And I don't know what I'm going to share in this group, but I'll share Abraham's messages. You know, that's what I thought it was going to be, right? Yeah. And then I was like, what am I going to name this group? What is it going to be called? And then again, inspired in the shower, it's time to believe in yourself. I'm like, that's a really good name. I love it. So I created the group and started posting a few memes and stuff, because I frizzly wasn't receiving messages at that point, but like the ones I was receiving some, but not the way I am now. And the group just snowballed. It grew. Like, I mean, in a couple of months, there was a few thousand people in there, and I'm just mm-hmm. like, wow. And I'm just posting some inspiring things. And I was also journaling every day. One thing my dad told me once I left my relationship and was starting to heal, because he's also in the program, the AA program, and he's helping so many people as well change their life. He's a light worker just as I am. And he says to me, he's in Florida at the time when this happened, but he says to me, start journaling, write down your day every day. And I said, okay. And I did. I wrote every day for 2 years in this journal, and it changed my life, because now I'm reflecting on all the positive things in my life. I'm seeing and all the good things around me. I always call this my appreciation journal, and I start my day, my writing up, I appreciate my day. Thank you so much for all that I've received. And I also end my journal like that as well. And it helped me to start writing. Sure. And then my messages started transforming into divine messages. I started automatic writing and channeling. So like it was a channeled message. You would get a sentence and then you'd write the sentence and then all of a sudden it all pour out, right? And you get all this wisdom and inspiration mm-hmm. and uplifting messages that helped me so much and helped so many other people. So then I started posting those in the group, those kind of messages, and then it kept growing and growing. Mm-hmm. And it grew for 2 years to 50,000 people.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, little old me. I'm just Joe Blow here, a 50,000 member group. And I'm writing spiritual messages every day for these people to help them heal and help them become who they truly are meant to be. It was such an inspiring group. Unfortunately, I'm locked out of that group and I can't access it anymore as of this December. It was meant to end. So, yep. But yeah, the book is now inspired off of that group because that group changed my whole entire yep. life. That group was made for me, but it was also made for you guys, everyone, because the messages that I received helped transform my life into the person I am today mm-hmm. so that I can help people on a higher level with my light and energy. And it also woke me up to who I am as a spiritual teacher, a mentor, a person that's awakened, enlightened, let's put it that yes. way. I don't like to label myself, but I'm at a higher level and I'm here to be in service of God and in service of others to help them heal, understand why they're here and know where they're going forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I first, going back to 2019, when we got sober, I really wanted to lose weight. I was getting ready to retire. So a lot of things were ending and coming together. Mm-hmm. And I lost 85 pounds that started with walking during COVID. I had this desire to somehow, you know, I was helping folks in recovery. I had sponsees and things like that. And my first idea for a group, because I had just retired and wanted people to know that it was never too late to start living their best life, that I thought, well, retirees on the run. That was that we were going to keep going. And, you know, that's how it kind of just kept morphing into something else. You know, it was like the work that went on in me. And like you said, as I started to do reading, I've read more books in the last 3 years than I have, 5 years now, than I have my entire life. And just hungering for truth and attracted to that. And seeing the changes, like you said, it was making in me. When I go to post things and I'm able to reflect on something I'm posting and I write about it, by the time I am done, you know, with my weekly posts, I have changed. And the more I stay in that place, the more I see, it's amazing to me. It really is amazing how it changes us. Helping other people changes us.
Does. It truly does. It, when more we give, the more we receive. Mm-hmm. And it feels so good and gratifying to help another person see the light that they have inside of themselves. Like just today, I've posted a couple of things. I'm starting asking questions now in my posts. And it's like, what do you have anything negative around you? Well, three people said something about their body and something about self-doubt. And, you know, and I'm inspired when I see those things, the words just pour out. And I gave them a nice message about their body image. And it's like, you are a reflection of your inside. If you don't love yourself on the inside, how are you going to, you're not going to see that love in a reflection of your mirror. You're going to see that ugliness that you're seeing instead of that love. Yeah. We have to change and we have to really live from the inside out.
It's an inside out job.
The whole world right now is living from the outside in and mm-hmm. it's backwards. And I'm teaching people to live from the inside out.
Yes.
I did write a message just before we came on here that's stating something about that. I'd like to read it after, but maybe when we end, before we end. But yeah, it's so rewarding to be in service and it's so uplifting and it raises our vibration. And that's what we're here to do, mm-hmm. rise our vibration and live in love, live in peace, live in happiness inside. And we're here to heal our soul, evolve our soul.
Yeah.
So everything that's happened to us over our life, everything has been for us. Everything yes. is for us, not against us. The universe is never against us. It's always for us. And it gives us everything we need. Every person that shows up in your life, every situation that shows up in your life is for you to learn and grow from mm-hmm. and to embrace, forgive, accept, let go.
It's pretty, it's like too simple. You know, it is just so simple that we've been looking, externally for all of our answers, you know, which is what led me to alcoholism, you know, trying to find something on the outside to make my insides feel better when the answer was inside all along. And you've mentioned the word vibration several times, and I wanted to touch on that because I know some of my folks, people that I know, when you talk about raising your vibration, you know, they get a little, the context of it, you know, brings up maybe some memories of weird things. It's like, that's all we are is vibrate. I mean, put your hand under a microscope and look at the particles and subatomic particles and molecules and dancing around. We are all vibration. And like you mentioned, people were talking about, you know, having negative thoughts about themselves and, you know, the law of attraction and what, you know, what we say in the beginning of this podcast, that it's our thoughts that shape our reality. It's all about vibration.
Yeah, it is. Our mindset is our most important thing in our life. And I say that in the beginning of that book, that It's Time to Believe in Yourself book, The Pathway Home. Our mindset is the most important thing in our life and people abuse it. They don't even want to look at it. Yeah. And I'm like, it runs your whole entire life. It creates your whole entire life. It should be the most important thing that you look at every day.
Yep.
Your vibration and energy should be the most important thing that you put first.
Everything because that's created was created by thought. I mean, look at around you. Everything that we see started in the unseen place of thought, including us.
We're all energy. Yeah.
So true.
We need to look after our mind now in our heart space. We have to open up our heart to love. Because we are that. We are love and we are the energy of God. We are God and we are that energy. We have to align with it and we have to look at our life through the eyes of God. And when you start doing that, you change your life. Mm-hmm. You start seeing beauty everywhere instead of ugliness, instead of fear, instead of anger and war. Like, stop looking at the TV. That's another thing. People, turn off the news. I can't enforce that enough. We got to stop looking at these distractions. Everything outside of us is a distraction from our inner work. Mm-hmm. They're trying to take us away from who we truly are. And there's still fear in us. And we are a powerful being of light and love. We have to step in our power now. It's time. And we want to shift the world into a new place. We have to align with that new earth energy that's coming for us. We have to be that energy in order to attract that energy here. We can't keep doing the same thing and get something different.
Yeah.
Because getting the same thing is going to get us the same thing over and over again.
We call that the definition.
That we have to break.
We call that the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again.
We're on a merry-go-round, and it's time to get off the merry-go-round. Stop it and leave. I'm like, I'm done. I'm dizzy. Get me off.
I posted a picture once on Facebook of a carousel with one of the horses just flying off the carousel.
Yeah, I feel that. I think that, too. I'm like, I'm going to fly off this merry-go-round so I can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it's truly, we our thoughts keep going around in fear and in and allowing other people to control our lives. It's like no one in this world is allowed to control my life anywhere. I'm in control of me.
Yeah.
It's my path, my experiences. I choose how I want to look at them and perceive them.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the good in my life, the beauty that's around me. And I have so much of it. I appreciate my whole entire life because I've attracted it all and I've created it all. So it's mine. Yep. And I need to own it.
The only thing we can really, I mean, we're so busy and we spend so much energy trying to control external things, people, that's places, and things, when that energy we could be using to do the work on ourselves and to focus on ourselves. And to, you know, like you said, though, that's where the answer is. It's within us. And that's, you know, we are able to control our thinking, and our thinking changes the way that we see the world, we see ourselves. It's just, it's so simple that we've missed it, you know?
Yeah. And we're always looking for someone else to lead our life, like a leader, a president or someone. I'm like, they can't even lead their own life. So why would you want them to lead your life? Why they can't, they're not a spiritually awakened person. They shouldn't be leading anything.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. That's the problem. Just saying is that we're all looking outwardly for someone to change the world. Yeah. And it's not something we have to go out and do. It's something we have to be and become.
Yep.
We have to become that energy that we want to be and see around us. If you want peace, become it. If you want love, become it. If you want freedom, become it. Know that you are it.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Be the change. And that's how we change the world. If everyone started looking within themselves, starting aligning with love, starting let go of their ego and let going of their fear, the whole world has to change because that's the way the energy is. That's the law of correspondence. What is within, we see on the outside. Yeah. And when we all start knowing who we are on the inside, we will align our whole world outside and it will shift and change. Mm-hmm. It has to.
Absolutely.
That's the way God works.
Tell us about your books. I know we talked a little bit about the one I read from. It's Time to Believe in Yourself, The Pathway Home.
This one here. Yep.
And I have it here too. See,
this is it's a beautiful book. It's a colored book with my artwork. Some of my artwork here. I have that one. They're in the book. The one behind me is the first one I painted when I was on my spiritual awakening. When I first moved here in January, I couldn't paint for a little while. And a couple of weeks, my mind wasn't clear enough to paint. So finally, the first painting that I painted when I was here was this one. I call it A New Beginning. It's my new beginning of my life. And it inspired me to, it was the first painting I painted while I was single, while I was healing. Mm-hmm. So it was a start of a new journey, right? So, but this book here, I love, it's beautiful, and I got it professionally published. It was an experience that I had to experience.
As are all experiences.
A bit of a challenge and expensive. It did cost some money, and I was kind of disappointed in the price. It was quite high, but I love it. So I did republish it on Amazon, and I republished it with just the words, no color, no artwork. So it's a lot cheaper. It's only $30 on Amazon, and you can get it. It's available right now. Mm-hmm. I finished that one as well.
I have mine with me.
Doing that. And the other one is It's Time to Believe in Yourself. It's the pathway to your true self. Now, again, that one, a lot of the messages were in the group. A lot of them were afterwards. But 365 messages, again, to help you. But those messages are a lot deeper and have a lot more wisdom in them, because the journey of those books is the journey of my awakening. Mm-hmm. So as I was going, I was writing the messages, and they were at the level that I was at. And I was receiving messages inspired by my higher self for almost all of the messages. But the ones that are in the next book, when I was recreating it, I'm like, well, these messages are just so much deeper. Yep. I just feel like they can help so many more people change their lives, align with who they are, love themselves, know why they're here, and understand who they are as a soul. And to change their lives, because that's what I'm here for, to change my life. I'm here to help you do the same thing. I'm also a life coach, which I enjoy one-on-one conversations with people. You get to hear my wisdom and knowledge directly. I can help you in the moment with what you're having problems with right now. I don't predict futures or anything. I help you with the now. I can see where you blocked yourself. I can see where you're stuck. I can, just by you telling me a little bit about what your problem is, I can feel your energy. I can see the truth that you're blocking. That's my gift. It's just like I can help you unblock yourself, change your perspective, help you rise your vibration, give you the tools to rise your vibration. And you have to do the work, though, but I can help you and inspire you to do those things.
Yep. Yep. The work is theirs for sure. But
it is.
It is. Yeah. You have a gift and you are a gift. And I'm going to be putting up, before we end, too, I'll be putting up your your links to your website and your Facebook page. So
thank you. Yeah. I think you have two links to my books too, right? Maybe they're both on Amazon anyways. If anybody wants to order them, they're both on Amazon right now. Plus the two other books I have this other book that I've created. It's Words of the Divine, spiritual book of quotes of life, love, of love, light, and truth. And this is just a cute colored version of a book. These are just short messages of my spiritual messages. So like,
All your artwork too in there?
No, it's not my artwork in here, but they are beautiful pictures that I've created. Canva app is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
I use it almost every day. Step on that higher path of truth and align with all that is yours. Align with your highest self and watch your life shift into something amazing. This is one of the quotes in there. We don't have to know the path or where our lives lead, but we have to lead with love, with surrender to faith and surrender to faith. Just beautiful, inspiring messages, right? So
I love it.
But this book here, you can use it daily or you can open it up. What do I need to hear today? And
I like that too. Yes. Right?
And that's just like, I've done that so many times to people on calls. It's just like, I've opened the book and it's like, it's a message that we were just talking about and you need to hear this, right? So it's really they're both divine books.
Yes.
They're very, very timeless messages. You can use them at any time of your life. They're for everybody because everybody needs to heal and everybody needs to love themselves and everybody needs to know their truth.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I hope folks reach out and get those. And actually, if you've got the link, send them to me and I'll put them in for the books themselves. We'll put them in the comment of this post on Facebook.
Okay, that would be great. Yes.
So it's time to believe in yourself. The first one is the pathway home. And the second one is what? I don't have that in front of me, Tammy.
The pathway to your true self.
The pathway to your true self.
Yeah.
So get a copy of those. They are wonderful. And you had something you wanted to read, you said.
I do. I kind of was inspired to write something just for like an ending message for everybody here.
Would love to hear it.
I wrote it down here, so remind me I'm reading it. Live from the inside out. Transforming into your true self requires dedication to heal, to let go, and to release. It will help you to transform and attract all that is for your highest good. It will allow you to see the truth of who you really are, love and God. You have the freedom to choose how you see your life, through God or through the ego. Living from ego is living from the outside in. Living through God is living from the inside out. Living from the inside out is living the way, allowing God to lead you. This takes surrender to control this faith. Surrender of control. This takes faith and trust. You allow life to come to you and you show up every day to serve the light, to serve your highest path, to serve others, and to keep your energy and vibration high. We are always choosing our light, our truth, our love over everything else. We see the highest perspective. We see the light that is within ourselves, others, and the world around us. We don't allow the ego, the darkness, the outside world to trigger us anymore because we know everything has its purpose for us and everyone has their own unique path and lessons to experience just as we do. We accept, we allow, we love, we align and with the way of God. God believes in us. God loves us, blesses us, and supports us. It's time we do too.
Thank you for that. You know, as you were sharing that, I was thinking, you know, about surrender. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took a lot of suffering for me to finally surrender. And I understand today that the suffering is optional. You know, it's not a requirement.
That's right. It is. But it kind of helps us to see who we're not, right, when we're suffering. But we don't have to live there.
Yeah.
We have to feel it and then move on and learn from it all.
And I see, as I'm sure you do, how everything... Every experience has worked together for our good.
Yes.
Somehow.
My second book that I dedicated it to my family and friends and my support, right? I said, if it wasn't for my family showing up for me when they did, my friends, my soulmates, I wouldn't be where I am today. Mm-hmm. They hurt me and I hurt them. I triggered them. They triggered me. And, you know, it was all a cycle of love and light. And it's all for us to change into the person that we're meant to be as we move forward.
Yeah, I like to say life is happening for me, not to me.
It is. It is. Absolutely. What am I learning from this situation? What is it showing me, right? Everyone that comes into your life is like, okay, this person is coming here for some reason. What is it? Good thing, bad thing? Am I learning from it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what a miracle just to even be in a place where you're aware enough to ask the question.
Yeah.
What am I to see in this? That if we could just get that, I would be much further along.
Yeah, that's a big key as well, is living in awareness of what life is and why you're here, right? So it's awareness of everything around you and what is it doing for you, right? What is it showing you? When we live in that awareness, we're living consciously. We're living purposely.
Yes.
Deliberately.
Awareness
is key. Abraham Hicks teaches us to live deliberately, live on purpose. Live purposely.
Yes.
Create and manifest your life on purpose, not by unconsciously.
Yes. I've done enough things unconsciously.
Exactly. We all have. We all have.
Tammy, thank you.
Oh. Yeah. We're moving forward into something better anyway. So.
Yes, we are. And we've come a ways, but we've got a ways to go, but we're headed in the right direction, my friend. I'm so glad to be on this journey with you.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show. I really loved speaking and telling my story. I hope I helped anybody out there with my words.
Well, you helped me, and I'm sure you helped others. Thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you. And I'm going to ask Danny if he could put up that little page that I put together for Tammy's page. So these are these two books that we talked about. It's Time to Believe in Yourself, The Pathway Home, and It's Time to Believe in Yourself, The Path to Your Inner Self.
Yes.
And you can connect with Tammy. That's her. It's www.itstimetobelieveinyourself.com as the webpage to reach out to her. And I would encourage you to do that. She is a big help and will help you. And that's her Facebook link. It's facebook.com/tammy.young.167 if you're listening by podcast. And I don't know if they could just find you, Tammy, by looking up Tammy O'Brien. That's how I find you.
They sure can. And those books, you can look on Amazon, type in my name or It's Time to Believe in Yourself, and they will pop up there for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the second one. I appreciate you being here. This first book is amazing. I love it. And I do just what you said. I just pick it up and open up to a page and read it. And it's like water to my soul. Thank you so much.
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Danny, thank you. So you could reach out to us here as well at theawakencollective.org. Anything you'd ever want to know about us is on that webpage. We would love to hear from you. If you're struggling in any way, we are here to help. Please reach out. Please reach out and connect.
Even sometimes, we don't need to struggle.
We don't need to struggle.
There's lots of support out there for us.
We are all connected, and we are here for you, for one another.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you again to Danny Anderson and Audio Alchemy Productions. Thank you for your help, Danny, as always. And until next time, my friends, thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, guys.
Love and kindness always.
Yes. Thank you.